Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Economic Times World Leaders Forum, highlights the mantra of reform, perform and transform for India's sustainable growth. Prime Minister calls for strict laws and faster decisions in cases of atrocities against women. Election Commission reschedules voting day for Haryana Assembly elections to 5th October, counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections to take place on 8th October. Indian Embassy in Laos rescues 47 nationals from cyber scam centers. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismisses Air Force Commander Mykola Oleschuk. And at Paralympic Games in Paris, Rubina Francis bags bronze in 10-meter air pistol SH1 shooting. Suhas Yatiraj and Sukant Kadam reach men's singles semifinals to confirm India's first badminton medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi this evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period.
Pichle 10 saalon mein global economy 35% badi hai. लेकिन इन्हीं 10 सालों में हमारी इकोनॉमी करीब 90% बढ़ी है. ये वो सस्टेन ग्रोथ है जो हमने हासिल की है. ये वो सस्टेन ग्रोथ है जिसका हम वादा करते हैं और ये वो सस्टेन ग्रोथ है जो आगे भी जारी रहेगा.
The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Mr. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Earlier, speaking at the ET World Leaders Forum, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off 3 Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. The 3 trains are Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil Vande Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country.
आज से मदुरई, बेंगलुरु, चेन्नई, नागरकोइल और मेरठ लखनऊ के बीच वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की सेवा शुरू हो रही है. वंदे भारत ट्रेनों का ये विस्तार, ये आधुनिकता, ये रफ्तार हमारा देश विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की ओर कदम दर कदम बढ़ रहा है.
In his address, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said in the last 10 years, 31,180 kilometers of new tracks have been added to the railway network and 14 kilometers of new tracks are being added every day.
आजादी से 2014 तक केवल 21,000 किलोमीटर विद्युतीकरण हुआ था. 60 साल में 20,000 किलोमीटर और 10 वर्षों में 40,000 किलोमीटर इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन. वैसे ही नई टेक्नोलॉजी की वंदे भारत ट्रेन, अमृत भारत ट्रेन और अभी वंदे मेट्रो का ट्रायल चल रहा है और कुछ ही दिनों में वंदे स्लीपर का ट्रायल भी आरंभ हो जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for society. Speaking after inaugurating the 2-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active.
देश में महिलाओं की सुरक्षा के लिए कई कठोर कानून बने हैं. 2019 में सरकार ने फास्ट ट्रैक स्पेशल कोर्ट की स्थापना की योजना बनाई. इसके तहत अहम गवाहों के लिए डिपोजिशन सेंटर्स का प्रावधान है. इसमें भी डिस्ट्रिक्ट मॉनिटरिंग कमेटीज की भूमिका महत्वपूर्ण हो सकती हैं। इस कमेटी में डिस्ट्रिक्ट जज, डीएम और एसपी भी शामिल होते हैं। क्रिमिनल जस्टिस सिस्टम के विभिन्न पहलुओं के बीच समन्वय बनाने में उनकी भूमिका अहम होती है। हमें इन कमेटियों को और अधिक सक्रिय करने की जरूरत है।
Mr. Modi said the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater the assurance of safety women will get. Mr. Modi said 75 years of the Supreme Court further enhance the glory of India as the mother of democracy. On the occasion, the Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. In his address, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud said the conference is a sequel to the All India District Judges Conference held at Kutch in March this year. The Chief Justice said statistics on the National Judicial Data Grid shows the district judiciary is often the final point of contact a litigant has with the law and not just the first contact.
The district judiciary is the first point of contact for a citizen in search of justice. The district judiciary is a crucial component of the rule of law. The arc of pending cases is defined by a triangle or a pyramid, large at the base and tapering as we move upwards. The National Judicial Data Grid reveals a basic truth. The district judiciary is not just the first, but more often the final point of contact for citizens.
The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court features five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management, and training. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi has again called on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to expedite the setting up and operationalization of fast-track special courts, FTSCs, dedicated to handling cases of rape and POXO. In a letter, the Union Minister expressed concern over pending cases in the state's existing fast-track courts, FTCs. She urged the Chief Minister to ensure that justice is served swiftly and efficiently for victims of heinous crimes. Protest rallies and sit-in programs are reported from various corners of Kolkata and other parts of the state demanding justice in the R.G. Kaur Medical College incident. Today, the joint platform of Doctors of West Bengal took out a rally from the West Bengal Medical Council to the CGO complex in Salt Lake. Alumni of various girls' schools also took out rallies in Kolkata. Various apolitical and citizens' forums are also participating in the rallies. The BJP's sit-in program at Esplanade is continuing and today is the third day. Talking to media persons in Kolkata, Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Ramdas Athawale said the main culprits of the incident should be given exemplary punishment. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Election Commission today revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on the 5th of October instead of the 1st of October. The poll body, in a statement, said representations were received from national political parties, a state political party, and the All India Bishnoi Mahasabha regarding the mass movement of people from the Bishnoi community of Haryana to Rajasthan to participate in the centuries-old Asoj Amavasya festival celebration. The commission said it may deny voting rights to a large number of people and may reduce voter participation in the general election to the Legislative Assembly of the state. The commission, having considered these representations, has decided to change the date of the poll to 5th October. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on the 8th of October instead of the 4th of October. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for collective efforts to address the challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss and depletion of natural resources. The Vice President was addressing scientists, faculty members and students of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, Uttarakhand, today. He asserted that clean energy is not just another option, but the only option. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment, Bio E3 Policy 2024, in New Delhi today. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. The Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 47 Indian nationals who were trapped in cyber scam centers located in the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in Bokeo province. In a social media post, the embassy said 29 individuals were handed over by Laos authorities following a crackdown on illegal activities in the SEZ, while the remaining 18 approached the embassy directly. Indian Ambassador to Laos Prashant Agrawal met with the rescued group upon their arrival in Vientiane to discuss the challenges they faced and outline the next steps. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed Air Force Commander Mykola Oleschuk from his post. In a social media post, Zelensky said he has decided to replace the commander of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. He has not given the reasons for the replacement. Later in the day, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said Lieutenant General Anatoly Krivonchenko, commander of the Center Air Command, will temporarily perform the duties of the Air Force commander. The Telangana state government has asked district authorities to remain alert and vigilant in the wake of heavy rain in many places across the state. Chief Secretary Shanti Kumari has directed district officials to ensure that there is no loss of human life due to the heavy rain. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rain slashed several parts of Telangana, especially in the southern region of the state, since yesterday, under the influence of the depression formed in the Bay of Bengal. State Chief Secretary Shanti Kumari, while reviewing the situation with the district collectors, has asked them to deal effectively with any kind of sudden calamity. Stating that there is a possibility of cloudburst in some areas, the Chief Secretary directed them to open control rooms in the State Secretariat in Hyderabad as well as every district collector's office. She asked them to keep proper surveillance so that people do not venture outside. Meanwhile, Met officials warned that very heavy rainfall likely at some places during the next 24 hours. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Meanwhile, in Gujarat, the flood situation has improved after a significant decrease in rainfall in the last 24 hours. However, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for heavy rainfall and squally weather over Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka coasts tomorrow. And now news from the Paralympic Games in Paris. Indian shooter Rubina Francis bagged the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final today. The 25-year-old shooter from Madhya Pradesh scored a total of 211.1 to finish third in the final. Suhasya Thiraj and Sukant Kadam have also confirmed the country's first badminton medal in the Paralympics 2024, as both players have reached the men's singles semi-finals of the SL4 category. Both semi-finals are set to take place tomorrow at La Chapelle Arena. Praveen Kumar will aim to clinch a podium finish in the F57 final event of javelin throw athletics tonight. India have won 5 medals, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze so far in the ongoing tournament. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Economic Times World Leaders Forum, highlights the mantra of reform, perform and transform for India's sustainable growth. Prime Minister calls for strict laws and faster decisions in cases of atrocities against women. Election Commission reschedules voting day for Haryana Assembly elections to 5th October. Counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections to take place on 8th October. Indian Embassy in Laos rescues 47 nationals from cyber scam centers. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismisses Air Force Commander Mykola Oleschuk. And at Paralympic Games in Paris, Rubina Francis bags bronze in 10-meter air pistol SH1 shooting. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.